With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz accepts his party's nomination for vice president at the Democratic convention last night. Former Arizona Congressman J.D. Hayworth tells Salem Radio Network Governor Walz left out of his speech how he abandoned troops under his leadership to pursue a political career.
I heard him say in his speech that he the respect he had for the kids he taught and coached led him to run for Congress. And when I heard that, I thought about a glaring omission. What about the young people in his charge who he abandoned from service in Iraq to run for Congress?
Former President Bill Clinton spoke at the convention. He slammed President Trump for the first 8 minutes of his speech and then got around to talking about Joe Biden.
He had an improbable turn that made him president. And we were in the middle of a pandemic and an economic crash. He healed our sick and put the rest of us back to work.
Well, to many, Nancy Pelosi was the driving force behind President Biden's withdrawal from the presidential race. But last night at the Democrat convention, she was full of praise.
On January 20th, 2021, with the inauguration of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, we established one of the most successful presidencies of modern times.
Former President Trump continues to counter-program the Democrat convention, holding his first outdoor rally since his assassination attempt. He took to the stage in Asheboro, North Carolina, Wednesday, surrounded by bulletproof glass. He said Kamala Harris will destroy our country, just like she destroyed San Francisco. This is SRN News. Well, something special is coming to the Museum of the Bible.
The Washington, D.C. landmark is teaming up with the Israel Antiquities Authority to display an ancient mosaic that adorned a Christian worship site in Syria. The 1,800-year-old artwork was discovered just 20 years ago by Israeli archaeologists and has never been on display in Washington, D.C. before. Museum spokesman Bobby Duke calls the mosaic, quote, one of the most important archaeological discoveries for understanding the early Christian church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A trial date has been set for a California man charged with trying to assassinate Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh at his home in a suburb of Washington, D.C. Nicholas Roski says he wanted to kill Kavanaugh in order to prevent the high court from overturning Roe v. Wade in 2022. He was arrested near the justice's home, armed with a gun and a knife, carrying zip ties, and dressed in black. This is SRN News. Stocks finished back in positive territory.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street after more big companies delivered solid profit reports. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% Wednesday. The Dow added 55 points. It's about 0.1%. And Nasdaq Composite gained 0.6%. Target jumped more than 11% after topping profit expectations for the spring. Macy's fell almost 13% after cutting its forecast for sales this year, due in part to more discriminating shoppers. Treasury yields eased a bit in the bond market. Investors are waiting to see what Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says about interest rates in a speech on Friday. Seth Sutel, New York.
Studies find that human beings age faster at two points in their lives. Research found that the two bursts of aging at a molecular level happen at the ages of 44 and 60 rather than a consistent linear fashion. At those two ages, they say more muscle injuries and fat accumulation occur. More details at srnnews.com.